Blackstone Audio presents The Great Leader, A Faux Mystery. To J.B. My sealed orders were to determine the shape of the world. The final report is that all presumptions are in error. John A. McGlynn, Jr., from An Old Man's Rules for Hitchhiking. Part 1. Chapter 1. Detective Sunderson walked backward on the beach, glancing around now and then to make sure he wasn't going to trip over a piece of driftwood. The wind out of the northwest had to be over 50 knots, and the blowing sand stung his face and grated his eyes. It was below freezing, and the surf at the river mouth was high and tormented where Lake Superior collided with the strong outgoing river current. The wind and surf were deafening, and Sunderson reminded himself how much he disliked Lake Superior, other than as something admirable to look at like an attractive calendar. He had been born and raised in the harbor town of Munising, and two of his relatives, who were commercial fishermen, had died at sea back in the 50s, bringing grief and disarray to the larger family. The most alarming fact of prolonged local history was the death of 280 people at sea between Marquette and Sault Ste. Marie. How could you like a killer? In his long, soon-to-end career with the Michigan State Police, he had never met a killer he liked. His ex-wife, who had loved even the crudest manifestations of nature, thought his feelings about Lake Superior reprehensible, but then she had never been held tightly by a sobbing aunt at a funeral. With 2 sons and 2 daughters, his mother had only room to hold his crippled brother Bobby, who had lost a foot in the rail yard of the local pulp mill. When he turned to take the narrow path...